Blog Talk Radio.
Blessings and glory.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for blessing me. Thank you for waking me up this morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. We used to sing a song back home. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah, which is the word anyway. Praise God. Well, I am your host. We are your hosts, Albert and Billy Burns, here on They Overcame. We're here to give God the honor and the glory that is due his name because he is worthy. Hallelujah. He is worthy. Did he wake you up this morning? Hallelujah. Are you in your right mind? Can you get out of bed and walk around? I know it's early on Saturday morning, and a lot of us like to sleep in on Saturdays. And just for some of us, it is the only day that we do get a chance to sleep in. But God is worthy, and we come here to make sure that our God knows how grateful we are for him this morning. Just want to praise his wonderful name. We are in the city of Fayetteville, North Carolina, down here taking some classes. My husband is taking some classes, and so I had the honor to come down here with him. So just praising God for this day and what he's done for us, and obey. So happy that you're here with me, or I'm here with you, however it goes. So happy. So you want to say good morning to everybody, babe?
Good morning, and God bless everybody. Just be here with you, and just glad to be here in the land of the living. As my wife said, we're here visiting or conducting some business here in Fayetteville, North Carolina. And just happy to be enjoying the blessings of the Lord, and I know that everyone that's listening to our voice is also enjoying the blessings of the Lord. Just because of the fact that you're able to hear us, you're able to be in your right mind, that's a blessing to start each day. The Bible lets us know that there are new mercies every day, and we just thank God for being the kind of God that he is for us.
Amen. Well, babe, you want to open us up with prayer? You want to open us up?
Father, in Jesus' name, we love you and we praise you. We give you glory and honor. We thank you for this time. We thank you for this day. We thank you for health and strength. We thank you for salvation and peace. And we just thank you, Lord God, for every good and perfect gift because we know they come from you. All that we have, all that we are, all that we shall be, we owe it all to you. To you be the glory. Father, bless this broadcast today. Lord God, let your people hear words of encouragement, healing, and deliverance. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Well, we are here today, and we didn't set up a special testimony today. If you listen to us, and I thank you for joining us on the internet, because a lot of you do join us on the internet, and we're not able to always do what we want to do, but you know, God has designed this broadcast, and this is his broadcast to do with what he wanted to do. But I was just thinking and doing my daily devotion, and I read a read a devotion from Joyce Myers. I do a devotion with Joyce Myers and with Joseph Prince. And what big on talking about our mind and knowing that the enemy first attacks us in our mind when we have thoughts. The good thoughts originate from God, and the bad thoughts, of course, we know originate from the enemy. Which mind do you have? Do your words line up with the Word of God? So many times we carelessly say things that are so regular in our mind that we think nothing about them. We think, you know, that we are just saying words, but we have to remember that the world was shaped by words. God created this world with his words, and the Bible lets us know that we have that same power that Jesus had. So when we speak forth those words, we speak forth some of the idle words, and I believe that that's what the Bible was talking about when it talked about jesting and using idle words. I don't think it was just talking about us being lazy words, but words like "I'm dying," or "I'm dying for that," or "I am." Just words. I can't think of any right now, but just words that we might say that would formulate to or follow the words of God. So I'm going to read the verse that Joyce Myers used in this commentary. It was so profound because I have a dear friend, Pastor Ojeda Tooley is now, Latuli is her name now, and she is big on words that you say. Love you to death. We think that that's a small thing, but that is not a small thing. It's not. God wants us to speak life with our words. He wants us to speak things that the Bible says want to speak them forth. Use the words. Use your words to speak forth life. I bless you today. We had a I don't know so much because I'm not there. I'm not in the same church setting that I was born into as my late pastor, Elder Robert A. Baguette, would say that we were born into the church. We just didn't join the church. We were born into the church. But in the church that I was born into, we used to say, "Praise the Lord," when we met one another. That was our greeting to one another. Well, later we found out that what we were saying was, "Do what you say." So when I say, "Praise the Lord," hallelujah. And God dwells in the midst of our praises. So we're inviting God in. Every time we speak a blessing, you know, regarding his name, we're exalting him, we're lifting him up. We're inviting him into our lives. We're inviting him into our situations. Well, the Pastor Joyce, or I don't know if she's a pastor, Evangelist Joyce Myers, said, "As vital as your heartbeat is, that's how vital it is for us to speak forth the right thing." And she said, as believers, right thinking is something that is so important, we simply can't live without it. Just like our heartbeat, it's vital because many of the problems we deal with in our lives are rooted in wrong thinking, which are not based on the truth. How many times have we thought, I know that I have been guilty, you know, I'm raising my hand right now, my mind would go to the worst scenario that can happen, the worst thing that can happen. Like, say, I see a car, and I'm guilty of this, I'll see a car on the highway that's been in an accident, and it looks like a car similar to a car that one of our sons would be driving. And immediately I say, oh, Lord, I hope that's not my son. Instead of saying, Father, I know that I prayed and I asked you to cover my son today, so I'm thanking you. Bless those people that are over there. But because our minds are so consumed by the things that are happening in this world, our mind sometimes goes to the worst scenario. When I hear something that is, we say, Father, I know that my times are in your hand. And I know that you said that if I walk uprightly before you, that no, you would not withhold any good thing from me. And I know, Father, that you love me and that you are concerned about what I'm concerned about and that you're going to bring it to an expected end. You have my life planned out already. I'm just living the life that you planned for me. So let's get our mind connected with the word. I was reading earlier this week in my devotion, I was reading, I think it was Pastor Joseph Prince, and he was saying how we have to form our mind. I mean, it just goes with this also. We have to form our mind to speak only what God has said. I don't care what the situation, this is a scripture that I say all the time. I don't care what my eyes see, I believe God. I believe God for the positive. I believe God for a blessing. I don't believe that God is going to curse me. I don't believe that that bad thing that has happened to the other person. I don't care if you know someone, you get a bad report from the doctor, and the report is the big C. You know that so-and-so has gone on or died because they had the same kind of cancer that you have. Immediately, we need to let the words come out of our mouth. I went to the doctor, went to the eye doctor this week, and they were checking me for glaucoma. You know, as we get older, especially if we're of African descent, that there is, the world says, the medical world says, that we are more susceptible to some diseases that our Caucasian brothers and sisters are not so susceptible. They can still get them, but not like us. I'm buying that. You're not going to speak on me the thing that you want because you say, I let me not go into a tangent because I could go off. But anyway, the things that they say are susceptible to us, do we say, well, yeah, because I'm African-American, you know, I'm going to get this or I'm going to have that. I know that so-and-so guide from what you just told me that I have? Or do we stand on the word of God that said that I come that you might have life and have that more abundantly? Or the word that says that by his stripes I am healed, and no weapon that is formed against me shall prosper. Us reading God's word, it's just not for us just to be reading to say that I read through the Bible. This year I'm going to read through the Bible. Reading through the Bible is not, you know, really what God wants us to do. Yes, he wants us to read every word that has been written to us. But not just for the sake of us reading the Bible, but for us to take it in. As I was saying earlier, I was reading Joseph Prince's devotion earlier this week, and he was saying about us meditating on the word. And in English, meditate means to ponder. But in Hebrew, he was saying that meditate means to utter under our voice, utter the word. When something comes against you, no weapon that is formed against me shall be able to prosper. I don't care what comes to you, no weapon that is formed against shall be able to prosper. Whose report will I believe? I believe the report of the Lord. And he said that by his stripes we are healed. When we consume ourselves with the word, when we consume ourselves, our thoughts, with what God says, it's for me. It is for me. That's a song that we sing. What God has for me, it is for me. I know without a doubt that he will bring me out. Hallelujah. What God has for me, it is for me.
Amen. And as you were talking, I was thinking, right from the beginning, you gave the example or the fact that this world and this whole universe, everything that does exist, came into just God's word. He spoke and it was done. He said the word and it came to pass. And then the Bible also lets us know that, as my wife said, we have that same kind of power, because how were we created? We were created in his image. So the image of something is something that's like something, that looks like something, it mimics something. It not only just resembles something, but basically it's a part of that thing, the thing that we see. So we were created in his image. So if he had the power, has the power to speak an entire universe, the worlds that were, are, and are to come into existence, and we're in his image, we have the power to speak things to existence, the power to destroy things with our words. And that's why it's important for us to understand the power that we have. So I love what you said about that. And even as you spoke about saying what the word says, and yeah, some people very religiously make it a point and will wear it as a badge of courage that every year they read through the Bible and have done so for the last however many years it is. And I even encountered one guy who basically said he does that three times a year, two or three times a year, he goes through the Bible, and that's commendable. I don't put him down or knock him for that. Wish I could be that, but I'm not there yet. But the thing is, what happens when you read the word like that, you learn what God says. There was a radio or television broadcast that we used to, I won't say I watched it, but it would come on in Chicago. And I think it was just something that was kind of there until the next broadcast that I wanted to hear. But it was a couple in ministry, and he would ask the question, how much do we love God? And the wife would say, as much as we love his word. And one of the questions was, how much do we know God? And the answer was, as much as we know his word. The Bible is the word of God. And in the Bible are that we need to know to live according to God's will and God's power. So words are awesomely powerful. And I can attest to my wife talking about going kind of to worst case scenario. Sometimes I kind of side with her and get on her about that. One of the funny things that I always have to chuckle about is if something comes up missing, it won't take but a few minutes before she's going to say, well, I hope it didn't get thrown away. I mean, it's funny to me, but that's just an example of how we as people often can go to just the worst, because if that were the case, we would have been messed up a lot of times. A testimony, one time that happened to me. I was living in Cary, North Carolina, worked in Mebane, North Carolina, about 40 miles away, and my keys came up missing at the end of the day. And guess where I finally, after tracing all my steps and actions, and I thank the Holy Ghost for guiding my thoughts, I discovered them in the dumpster outside. My keys actually got thrown away. Of course, my mind immediately went to my wife. I think it was a little while before I told her that. But we need to just realize that we can state or repeat what the world says, or we can repeat what God says. Because what the world has to say, whether it be doctors, lawyers, scientists, politicians, law enforcement, people, whoever, what they have to say is based on observation, on their human observation and their experience. And so what they state is fact. There are facts that are indisputable. But facts, one of our pastors, when we were at Life International Church, he spoke to my heart when he said this, that the facts are not necessarily the truth. What is truth? Again, the Bible. Thy word is truth. Whose word? The word of God is truth. So when something comes against you, don't just take what any human says, no matter who they are, no matter how intellectual or skilled or knowledgeable they are, but go to the word of God. What does the Bible say? The Bible says that by his stripes I am healed. The fact might be that my mother had diabetes, her mother had diabetes, my sisters have diabetes, and the doctor says that my blood sugar is high. But I am not diabetic because the truth is, by his stripes, I am healed. And that's what we have to do. Look in the Word of God and declare the truth. It's easy to be caught up in what just makes logical sense. It's common sense. It's logical sense that the sun comes up and it goes down. It's common sense. It's logical sense that there are only 24 hours in the day. But the truth is that one day when this man was in battle and they just seemed like they weren't winning and the sun was going down, and Jesus and the Lord stopped time, actually stopped time for his people. The fact was that there are 24 hours in that day. The truth was that God was able to hold time still until the battle could be won. The fact is that when the soldiers opened up the furnace to throw in the three Hebrew boys, it was so hot that it even consumed them standing outside, throwing them in. But the truth was that God himself was in the midst of that fire, and he protected those young men who came out without even the smell of smoke on them. What does the Word of God say? Those should be our words, not the words of man, but the words of the Word of God. We're made in his image. Let's walk in his likeness. His likeness is speaking things as though they were, even though they are not.
Amen, baby. Yes. So many times we get discouraged. So many times we get thrown off by the things that are happening, and we don't have to be. We look at certain TV programs, and sometimes they are so in tune with what's happening in the world until we find ourselves consumed with them. We find ourselves adapting that into our lives. I know years ago, years and years ago, I guess in the 80s, I used to watch the soap operas. And in watching them, I noticed that, you know, some of the things that were happening on the program, and I'm not saying, you know, anything that you shouldn't watch them, but not that I started adapting them because they were just crazy, but, you know, some of the thoughts, some of the bad things that possibly could be happening, I was adapting them to my life. And that's why the Bible tells us to meditate on the Word of God. Do not allow yourselves to be caught up in the things. And I'm not saying don't watch television. I am saying be careful what you watch. But know that you shouldn't you shouldn't allow the things that are happening around you to overtake you. You shouldn't allow the things that the reports that the doctor gives you, like my husband was saying, that was such a good illustration that he just gave. Don't allow what you hear to be the thing that you stand on. I was saying earlier that I had gone to the doctor, and I told the Lord, I said, for several years they have been checking me for glaucoma, and my ophthalmologist, well, I don't know if he's an ophthalmologist, he may just be a not a medical doctor, but anyway, he sent me to the specialist, and I always have, my husband is always on me about going to the doctor. That's funny because it's usually the other way around, but it always on me about going to the doctor, and I don't like to go. I don't like to give them my family history, which is not bad, but my mom passed with angina, which is a hardening of the arteries in the heart, and I don't like giving that that history to doctors, because they automatically, they automatically say, well, if it's in your family history, then it's you're likely to have the same thing. Well, I did share it with one of the doctors, and I told her, I said, I don't like giving this information, but I just thought, I could give it to her. And I said, because my eating habits and my lifestyle is so different from my mom's. She didn't eat the way that I eat. She did smoke. I don't smoke. She did consume alcohol, and I may have a glass of wine, every now and then, but I don't drink alcohol. I don't eat the way that she did. So I can't see that being a condition that I will have because of my lifestyle. But anyway, the doctors will try to tell you because of your history, because of the things, and the world will tell you that because someone dies of that you're going to die of it. We have to stand on the Word of God, and the Word of God is the final word. God has the final word for whatever situation is happening in our life. And I see that we have a caller on, and I'm going to open up their line. Your area code is 773. That's Old Chicago. And your last four, 927. Are you there, caller?
I am, Paul. I am here.
Amen. Well, may I have your name?
Denise Ellis.
Ah. Hey, sweetie.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing just peachy. You came up on my Facebook. I found one surprise on this morning. I'm going to call in.
Amen. This is my sister from Chicago. I am so happy to hear your voice. Thank you for joining us.
Amen.
Well, thank you. Thank you for joining us. How are the girls?
They're doing great. Ashley, she graduated from Columbia. She's a theater major, looking forward to going to grad. And Leah, she's still away at Illinois State University, and she should be graduating next year.
Amen. Well, I'm so happy to hear your voice. And we were just talking about that you've been listening for a while, but we've just been talking about how our words form our world and how we can allow the world to form our words, that we have to know what God is saying and stand on what God is saying despite, you know, the things that are happening in the world, despite the report of the world. We have to stand on it. Did you want to share something with us?
That does have a lot of validity to it. I know, well, my father is suffering from terminal cancer right now, and yesterday I spoke to the palliative nurse, which palliative services are really just to manage the patient's symptoms and make them comfortable, which is a little different from hospice, because hospice, you're basically saying, you know what, we're not going to keep going to the hospital. The difference is that my father has made it very clear that he wants a quality of life, and when he doesn't have that, let him go. And so, you know, the hospital has a tendency to ask you about do not resuscitate, and that kind of thing. And for some reason, I felt like the nurse was trying to tell us do not resuscitate. But, you know, me and my sister, we were talking about it, and we felt that his quality of life had not dissipated that bad. And that even though he may be in pain from time to time, he's not in agonizing pain. He's talking, he's laughing, he's sharing, that kind of thing. And so, you know, the doctor will give you a report, but I do believe that God will guide you and lead you. It's one thing that I do know, and one of the things that she was trying to tell us is that, you know, when they become terminal, their process is kind of cyclical, because, you know, they'll get better, then they'll, for example, my father's been in the hospital like 3 times within 2 months. But even though he's going through the process, he's still not at a place what we call do not resuscitate. And I just believe the word of God that says it, and your husband mentioned it, Al mentioned it earlier. He said, by your stripes, I am healed. I know that God is dealing with my father. My father isn't saved as we know it, you know, but,
right.
You know, you can never state what somebody's relationship is with God. You know what I'm saying? And
absolutely,
even through this process, I believe that he's drawing closer to the Lord. And I want that relationship that he's trying to acquire to come to fruition in its totality. So I believe that we need to give him more time. I don't believe that do not resuscitate, you know, even though I feel the nurse was trying to lead us in that direction. And I do know, and I believe that me and my sister will know when to say enough is enough. And so even though their report is different than what we believe about the word of God, we're still going to stand on the word of God, because I believe that his spirit will guide us and tell us what to do.
Amen. I know that Pastor Joanne Long that just passed, and I know that they had given her the report that she was leaving here so many times. And it really, you know how the Bible talks about grieving my righteous big indignation. How dare a doctor be able to say that your life is over, that you're going to die? They're going to give you a time limit. Only God can do that. Only God can give you a time limit as to when you will leave this earth. And she proved my point, because for years, Pastor Lon has been ill, and she just passed. They had given her, I think, and I'm not related to her, but we share a granddaughter, and so some of the things that was happening. I was privy to that, maybe other people weren't, but she, I think several years ago they said that she was going to leave here, and she stayed until the sovereign God took her. So we have to stand, we have to believe God, Denise, and thank you for that, you know, for affirming what I said, that when we stand on the word of God, we will always be able, it's a testimony for us to be able to say, well, the doctor said, you know, that my mom was going to leave here, or the doctor said that my dad was going to leave here, but I'm standing on the word of God. And God, you know, I want my dad saved, fully saved, so that I know that he's resting with you when he leaves here. So I'm standing on that.
And I do want to add that, you know, they had given him to last December, February, and he has passed that time, almost going on to February again or December again, you know. So we're looking at a year past the time that they stated. But he has a birthday coming up this week on Thanksgiving. So, you know, we're just taking it one day at a time.
Amen. And keep believing. That is one of the things that whenever I see someone put on Facebook, and as my listeners know, I'm a big Facebooker. I'm trying to pull back, and I have pulled back somewhat from Facebook because it can be all-consuming. But when I amen a prayer request, I always say, I'm standing with you and believing with you, because we can pray a thing, but if we can't see that thing coming to fruition, if I can say God is going to deliver me, and I know that he can deliver me, but I don't know if he's going to deliver me, that's not faith. That's not faith. So when I put a comment on about someone that's asking, you know, for people to join in with prayer, I always say, I'm praying with you and I'm believing. That is key, that we not only pray about a thing, but we see that thing happening. We see our loved ones getting up. And God is sovereign. I'm not taking that away from him, but he said that whatsoever thing I ask, if I believe, I shall have it. He's sovereign, but he has given me that word that I can stand on. You said, Lord, he said, put him in remembrance. You said, Lord, that I could have that thing. I'm not asking amiss. I'm asking that my dad stay here until he knows you fully, until he's fully surrendered himself to you. He's fully accepted, you know, you as his Lord and Savior. And when he leaves here, he's going to be in the presence of the Lord, standing on that. I'm standing on that. I appreciate you calling in, sis. Thank you. Thank you for calling in and sharing that with us. Honey, did you want to say something?
Hey, sweetie.
Hi. Ow, hi.
I sure do miss you all, Stacey, in Chicago. I know it's been years, but we miss you.
Girl, it was 15 years this summer that we've been gone. Isn't that something?
That's a long time.
It's a long time, but we miss everybody. And, you know, I get back every now and then when my aunt is gone on. So I probably won't be back as much as I was when she was still alive, because she was my main reason for coming back to visit her. But anyway, we even though they say after you've been gone so long, where you live is your that's your home then. But I always say home. Chicago will always be my home.
That's the truth. But you know what? I and you all clarify this for me. I just think that people live so much better when they leave here. You know, I think they're blessed financially. Their lifestyle is better. You know, it's a different place, but it just seems to me that people's lives are a lot better when they leave. Although we love Chicago, it's so expensive here, you know.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, I just we don't have the fear that you guys have living in Chicago. You know, we're not at the place. It's bad all over. I mean, it's not as bad. Some places are not as bad as other places, but it's been good for us here. It's been good for our sons being here. It's good. I don't know if you're friends with Mark, but he's opened up his own barbershop.
I've seen Mark. He's been here a couple of times within a year. So I've had an opportunity to see him. Him and his wife, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And Tim and Chris are doing well. And John, of course, is in law school. He's in his second year of law school and doing really well.
Awesome. What school is he at?
He's at Central.
That is so great. We need some lawyers.
Yes, we do.
What's his specialty?
Well, he hasn't decided. At first, he was thinking about family law because of situations that have happened in his life. But now I think he's looking at corporate law. So I'm not sure. I don't know. Like I was telling my cousin on yesterday when we were talking, her daughter was inducted into the National Honor Society, and so I asked her what she wanted to do. She said, "Well, she was talking about one thing, bio something," and then she said, "But I don't know." I said, "Girl, they'll change. John changed." I said, and then. After he graduated from UNC Chapel Hill, where Michael Jordan went to school, and he graduated, I thought, you know, with the intent on being a a lobbyist, because he was concerned about environment or something, and then the next thing I know, he was applying for law school. So I said,
that's true. The bottom line is that we want them to do what their passion is, because in our day, we didn't do that. We just felt we needed a good job. But today, our prosperity is in our passion, and it drives us. So if that's his passion, I'm with it.
It took me
a while to get with Ashley's passion, but she's there and she loves it and she's doing well in it, you know. So, hey. Yeah.
Well, like you said, we did. You know, we kind of lived off of the get your education and get a good job, and these jobs fell off.
Yes, that's the truth.
In our parents' lives, you know, nobody is staying. Well, some people, but for the most part, nobody is staying at their job for 30 years and getting the gold watch and leaving the job. You know,
that won't be happening after us.
Exactly. So I'm so glad that you tuned in today. You know, we just this month
and I don't have the date, but this month makes our third year of doing doing our broadcast, and we just so grateful to God, you know, for Him allowing us to do this. As I tell people when they hear that I have a broadcast, I am not a radio personality. I just am somebody that, you know, I felt led of the Lord, and the opportunity opened up for me to be able to do this through Pastor Adrian Bernard, who I met when I lived in the Atlanta area. And so we just hear, you know, we want to get the good news about God and Jesus and, you know, what He's doing in the lives of His people. He's still blessing despite the things that are happening in the world, despite the turmoil and the problems and the sicknesses. God is still delivering. God is still healing. Mm-hmm. And we just need the world, you know, to hear what God is doing. The thing that really inspired me is, and Sister Denise is from our home church, but was our testimony services. And I don't know if we were still having testimony service when you came over from Apostolic. Were we still having our fiery testimony services then, Denise?
Yes.
Okay. And that so inspired me. I said, Lord, we can't in the hustle and bustle of today's life, we don't, you know, people don't have the attention span that we had. We didn't mind so much being at church from, how did you say it, hon? From 8 to
11. All day and all night.
Yeah. They don't have, you know, people want to get in and they want to get out, and so we don't have those services like we used to have. But I remember how I would be so uplifted hearing what God was doing and what people's lives.
Yeah.
That, you know, it was, so when I would come to a situation that was the same situation or similar, I could think back on, you know, where God delivered Sister Denise out of this same situation. And so, you know, that's why we're here, and that's why we do this, because we just want the world to know that our God lives and He's still doing great things lives.
Yes, He is. He is.
Amen.
Yes, He is.
Amen. Well, God
I enjoyed myself this morning. I'm glad I took the time out to call in, and I have to do this periodically, at least periodically. So thanks so much.
Please do
it this morning.
Let everybody know we're always looking for testimonies. That's actually what our broadcast about, They Overcame by the Blood of the Lamb.
Okay.
We overcame Him. We quote that scripture, and sometimes we forget the Him, and the Him is the devil. We overcame the devil by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. So if you know of anybody that has a testimony, if they just want to say, you know, I want to thank God for waking me up this morning, no testimony is too small and no testimony is too big. We'll make time for you to give your testimony, but share the broadcast, and, you know, tell everybody I love them and I miss them, and when I get to Chicago, I'll make sure that I give you a holler.
Okay, that sounds good. This broadcast is every Saturday?
Every Saturday, yes, at 7 o'clock Central Time, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Great.
All right.
Well,
I love you.
Tell everybody I said hello.
Okay, I will. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, we're so grateful to God for the things that he's doing. I'm telling you, there is nothing like the Lord. And the Lord dropped a scripture in my heart this morning, Proverbs, the 23rd Proverbs, and verse 7. And that scripture is, let me pull it up so that I can quote it, because I've been quoting it, but I was reading it this morning. I said, well, I don't think that I'm quite saying that, you know, the way that it's written in the Bible. And that puts me in the mind of Uncle Phil Jackson, Elder Jackson from our home churches. If he made a mistake, if he misquoted something, he would apologize. He would stop. If he was reading something and he said the wrong word, he would stop at that point and say, you know, I made a mistake, and this is how that goes. Or he would just, you know, read the scripture over. But we sometimes will quote a scripture, like I was just saying, about our foundational scripture for this broadcast. We always leave out the him, and we want him to know that we overcome him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimonies, Revelations 12 and 11. That's what the foundation of this broadcast is. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We're able to overcome him. We're able to live a victorious life. We're able to be prosperous, and prosperity is not just financial. Prosperity is living a good life. My husband and I have been prosperous in our marriage of 30 years. Hasn't always been a bed of roses, and we've gone through some hard times, and we've gone through lack, and we've gone through situations, careless, and, you know, we've gone through some things, but we've been prosperous in our marriage because we still love each other, we still enjoy one another, we want to be with one another, we're best friends, we share, at least I share everything. I think I share too much. I think my husband would attest sometimes I share too much, but, you know, he's my best friend, and you talk with your best friend about everything. So prosperity, like I said, does not just mean monetarily. So we're prosperous, and I just, you know, thank God for his blessing our union and allowing us to live this life together. And the Proverbs 23:7 says, for, this is the King James Version, for as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Hallelujah. So the things that we think upon, the things that we imagine in our mind, know that if we just believe God, he says that all things work together for the good. Does that mean that everything is good? No. Everything is not good that happens to us. We're not always happy. I often say God is in control. I don't always like the way that he takes me. I don't always see what the end is going to be, a good end. I know I don't always, but I know that if I trust him,
if I believe him, if I stand on his words, it's going to work out for my good. So I just praise God for the word. I praise God for this broadcast. I thank God that Pastor Adrian Menard, who is the overall host of our broadcast, gave us this opportunity. And like I said, this month marks the third year that we are doing our broadcast, and we so appreciate the many, many, many awesome testimonies that we have heard. Has been a blessing, and it allows me, as my motto is, building faith one testimony at a time. It has built my faith. It has allowed me to see the things that God is doing in our lives as a stepping stone, for what God wants to do, as a stepping stone to let us know, well, if he did it for them, he can do it for me. And I see that my cousin has joined us, and I thank God for my cousin James that has faithfully been listening since he started listening to us, faithfully calling in. And sometimes I know it's a little early there in Chicago. It's earlier in Mountain Time, which is 6 o'clock, and earlier in Pacific Time, which is 5 o'clock. But if you join the broadcast, go into the archives and listen, I know that you will be blessed. I know that you will have good success. Well, I guess his paw dropped. But anyway, so we just thank God for the broadcast today. And we invite you to listen in to New Destiny Ministry with Pastor Adrian Menard. She is on the air at this same number Tuesday through Thursday. And she's on at 3 o'clock. Pacific time, 4 o'clock, no, 1 o'clock Pacific time, 2 o'clock Mountain Time. I said I would add Mountain Time because our guest pastor and co-pastor Garrett and Lisa Van, they're in Mountain Time. So I said that I would start putting their time on there. Anyway, so 2 o'clock Pacific, Mountain Time, 3 o'clock Central Time, and 4 o'clock Eastern Time. Tune into her broadcast. She has awesome men and women of God that come on and they expound on the word, preach, they prophesy. You may get a word from God. No telling what God is going to do on that broadcast, but she has an awesome time on her broadcast. So we invite you to tune in. New Destiny Ministries. At this same number, 858-683-1334. If you're on, if you're listening to the archives and you hear this, we're going to give this number again, 858-683-1334. And then, of course, always listen, we're here every Saturday, and we will be here until God says enough. We overcame the devil by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimonies, and that's Revelation 12 and 11. And I see that James is back, so I'm going to open up your line. Are you there, cuz?
Yeah, cuz. I call myself muting my headset, you know, because I had the radio on, and I call myself trying to unmute it, and when I did that, I disconnected myself, so I had to call back in. I'm sorry, please forgive me.
Oh,
Reverend Will. We're happy that you tuned in today, cuz, and that you that you have been faithful to speak to us. I'm gonna hold on. I've got another caller that's calling in, and your area code is 210, and your last four digits are 2001. Are you there, caller?
Yes, I am.
Amen. They ask your name.
This is Brother Radcliffe.
Oh,
man.
Hallelujah.
God bless you.
Amen.
God bless you. How are you this morning?
I am well. I am doing so good. What a surprise. What a surprise.
Yeah, I figured I'd surprise you this morning.
Amen. Well, we thank God for you calling in. This is, oh my God, this is one of my brothers. This is Sister Denise Ellis just called in. And now to have you call in. I'm just so grateful. Wow, look what God is doing.
Yeah. Well, I'm grateful to God that you allow him to let your talents be used. You've always been gifted and talented, you know, as it's being used, that the world might hear.
Amen, amen, amen. Well, we're just here trying to do what the Lord would have us do. We just, I was sharing with Denise, I said that I just loved our testimony services. And
yeah.
When this opportunity was given to us, the Lord, you know, I guess through my love of our testimony services, about this broadcast, gave me this name, They Overcame, and so that we were, you know, that's what we're doing. This is sharing with Denise that this is our third year of doing this every
beautiful,
Saturday.
Beautiful.
We're here every Saturday.
Amen. Well, I'm going to keep this number locked in my phone, and every Saturday I'm going to try, you know, to listen in and try to give you a call, just to encourage you that and the saints of God, the people of God will call in and give the testimony that helps strengthen so many people.
Yes. Yes. That's our motto: building faith one testimony at a time. I know that. Those testimonies encouraged me and allowed me to know that God is able. There's no thing that is too hard for him. And then reading them is one thing, but hearing someone that has had the experience personally of what God can do, that just fortifies, you know, yes, God can do it.
Yes, yes. And I think back over the years of the testimony that God has given me, at the test to give a testimony, and the ones that I've heard from so many of God's people out there, it keeps you strengthened. It keeps you moving forward. It's always encouraging to hear. Some people think God is not moving, is not doing anything, but it's just not true. God is constantly taking care of his people. And showing them love, and giving them, as they go through their test, at the end, give them a testimony that somebody else can hear, and just believe him more.
Yeah, that is absolutely right. You know, we look at the world and what's happening in the world, and it can cause us if we don't have our hands solidly in God's hand, can cause us to fear. But God said, fear not. He said, fear not, so many places in the Bible that why is it in there? Why is it in there? Why is he telling us not to fear? Because he knows that there's some frightening things that are happening out here in this world. I look at our hometown and the things that are happening there, and it's like, oh, my God. But then God dropped in my heart, everybody's not dead. Everybody's not being killed, you know, shot. And, you know, and those that maybe they may be caught in a situation where they could have been dead or they could have been, you know,
robbed or carjacked,
mm-hmm.
but they're not. And it's because of his action. It's because of his protection.
Yeah, if God allows the test, he certainly wants the testimony to be given to show his power, his love, his mercy, his grace, his deliverance, his healing. He wants that to be made known. So if you select one of us to go through a test, because he wants that testimony for somebody else that they might hear and might believe and might relax and know that God is still here, still in charge, and he has never changed, never changed.
Never, never. A dear friend here in North Carolina, Pastor Ojeda, she said that she was on the broadcast, and she said that out of the book of Job, God said, "Have you considered my servant Job?"
Yes,
so she said,
yes,
when we come to a test, God is saying, he's bragging on us. He said, "Have you considered my servant Chuck, or have you considered my servant Billy?"
Have you considered? Yeah, we got to put our name in there when we go through a test, rather than complain, but just know that and with the three Hebrew boys, they didn't complain because they knew that God was right there with them, And when we go through a test, people can see God right there with us when we go through giving Him the praise, giving Him the glory. We go right through here. I don't care what it is. Fiery furnace, automobile drive, what an airplane ride, whatever it is, we know that we're going through. God is right there with us, and the world can see it.
Yes, yes, yes. How do we go through our test? How do we go through our test? The world is looking at us.
Yes.
They're watching us.
Go through our test, praising God. That's how we go through it. Once we learn, that He's in charge, we start praising Him, no matter how severe the test might be. We just go through that praising Him, giving Him the glory, because it's that one word you have to remember. It's through. We're going through. We're not going there to stay. We're going through.
Yes.
That we can tell of God's mercy, God's love, and God's deliverance, and God's healing, and God's every blessing that we get comes from God.
Yes. Yes. Oh, how He loves us.
Yes, He does. All right, Dr. Billy, we so appreciate you and your program. And keep it up. Don't let anybody discourage you, because people need to hear the testimonies, need to hear how God is working throughout this nation and throughout every church, throughout every home, how He's working. Those who believe in Him, He's working. Keep letting them. Amen. Amen.
Keep us in your prayers, and tell my sister, I have your number now, I'm a lock in my phone, but tell my sister, Rita Kay, I miss her, I love you guys.
Amen.
I saw that Mona was just there visiting Rita, I guess.
Yes. Every once in a while, my house gets full. The saints come down. Saints come through San Antonio here. They come down. But we enjoy it. Because we are family. That's what I love about it. We are truly family. God put us together, as a family, and it's just great seeing how God worked and all the talents that He brought into the house, and all of you guys who are out there doing what God has given you to do. It's a joy. It's uplifting. See God's handiwork. And as we said, Reed and I send our love. Your brother Alex, I see that I saw his picture, and tell him, all right, I'm coming there to see him. I'm coming there to get him.
He's right here. He's right here.
And brother Al, God bless you.
Bless you, sir.
How you feeling?
What'd you say?
You guys are talking.
See, I said.
I guess we're blocking each other out. It's good to hear from you. How you doing?
All right. I cannot complain.
Well, good. Yeah, this is a very pleasant surprise. And we're just, I know you're talking about people coming through. We might have to do that one of these days.
Come on down.
All right, man.
Come on.
All right.
We're not close to the ocean now, but you know we're 143 miles from the ocean. So yeah, you know, you guys got that beautiful weather there, and that beautiful views there, you know, beautiful country. But come on down. We'd love to have you see you here.
All right. Well, hug everybody for me.
I sure will, and I'll holler at them, and I'm glad that you you know, that to be able to hear your guys' voice, you know, it makes the picture of you a lot better.
Yeah.
All right.
Bless you, sir.
Amen.
Before you go, this is really the end of the broadcast, and we praise God for you. Jimmy, I'll get back to you next week, but I'm going to ask you if you would close us in prayer. Thank God for what God has done today. Thank God for just our two surprises. So happy to have my sister Denise and now my brother Chuck calling in. This is an encouragement to us that God is still connecting us. We're family no matter how far we are from one another. We're still family.
Amen. Most gracious and kind Savior, we give praise to your name. We thank you for your love, your kindness, your mercy, and your grace. We thank you for how you, Lord, have always been there for us, how your best blessings have flowed, Lord Jesus, throughout the years. You've been there. We felt your hand. We felt your presence. Lord, we felt your anointing. Now we ask you to extend, Lord Jesus, extend this ministry that you've allowed Sister Billy to have, Lord Jesus. Touch it right now. Lord, let it reach out to souls that they will understand that God is real and that God is blessing, that God is not dead. God is yet alive. Help them to see, Lord Jesus, through the testimonies that come through, your power, your mercy, your love, and your grace. Lord, bless the rest of this day. Every soul that you have awakened this morning, Lord Jesus, let your spirit just flow through them right now. Lord, you are the healer. Heal as only you can. You are the deliverer. Deliver as only you can. Lord, you are our salvation. Save the day, Lord Jesus, as only you can. We just thank you for what you've done and what you're going to do. Bless every household that hears. Every household, bless them right now as only you can. We thank you. We praise you. We glorify you. We ask blessings in Jesus' name. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Chuck. I'm so happy to hear your voice. Thank you again.
Amen. Glory to hear you. Amen. You and Brother Al. Amen. Which I tell Rita, she's going to be mad.
Huh?
Which I tell Rita, she's going to be jealous.
tell her we love her and we miss her. And share the broadcast. Let people know that we no testimony is too small, no testimony is too big. We just want to give God the glory, and we just want to invite Him in, because we know when we bless the Lord, that invites Him in, because the Bible says that He dwells in the midst of our praises. So when we're praising Him, we're just inviting Him in. So, thank God.
Well, the people know they got a venue now, and they're going to be calling in and giving those testimonies. That's going to strengthen. It's going to strengthen souls as never before. We thank God for you and the ministry that you're doing. God,
amen,
just continue to anoint and bless each second that you're on the air.
Amen. We receive that. We see that. And until next week, God bless you. I love you.
You sure will. God bless you.
Okay.
Have a great day. All right.
You too. And until next week, we just want to praise Him.
I just want to praise
forever. Come on.
Forever.
And ever.
For all.
You've done
for me.
For me.
to thank you. He's got a right to praise you. He's got a right to bless you. Because when we think about everything that you've done for us, some of us raise our hands, some of us clap our hands, some of us leave for us, because you brought us a mighty long way. And everything belongs to you, Jesus. Everything belongs to you, Jesus. We've come to let the world know that we're nothing without you, Lord. We've come to bless your name. We've come to bless your name. Go on and help me lift God up high. He deserves it to be up there. Come on and let's bless his name. Come on and let's bless his name. We've come to give him glory. We've come to give him glory. We've come to give him glory.
We bless you. We bless you. We bless you.